strikes peaked on midnight of 26th, and we have finished day three today. The strike continues because our issues have not been addressed by the Teacher Service Commission. They have addressed some few issues, but the issues that are remaining for the intern teachers, they are being promised, but there is no commitment. And that is why we want the commitment from government.
I read that the Cabinet Secretary for Education said yesterday that the government was willing to pay teachers.
Yes.
Are you saying that is not satisfactory?
Yes, this what the minister is saying is all right, but we have no issue with the minister. The minister has given that the government is going to put 18.7 billion for the interns, teachers to be converted to be on permanent and pensionable. He has said about employment of the 20,000 teachers, and then even the first two that will remain is going to be paid. But you know, according to us, those are like papers. You know, in a labor movement, it is a tripartite. You need to have the employer, the labor, and the union. We need to sign something, what we call the work return formula, so that it can be formal. What the minister is doing, yes, is good. But we must give given the Teacher Service Commission, the Ministry of Labor, even the Ministry of Education, and the union must sit down and sign something.
President Ruto also said that the government is willing to employ additional teachers.
That is commendable. My brother, the only thing that I can tell you is commitment. The other time they told teachers they are going to be given the second phase, all of a sudden it was removed. Until when you agitated the other day, they are now giving. We want something that is clear. We want something that is formal. We don't want roadside statements.
What do you say to those who are arguing that continuing the strike is a violation of the court order?
We are not violating the court order. We respect court order. But the court order is faulty. It is saying that the intended strike of 26, this one is not intended. By the way, when this court order was got yesterday, so according to me, it was overtaken by events. And today, our lawyers moved to court to seek interpretation of that court order. We did not want to say that we want to continue with the strike. We want a mediation. But the TSC are very sinister motives. They rushed to the court. Why? Why do you rush to the court and we had finished all the mediation? We were supposed to go to the Ministry of Labor and then agree. We sign work return formula and that is all. So that the students can be taught. As I speak, there is nothing happening in Kenyan schools, secondary schools now.
Are you not hurting the students and their parents by you not going to class?
We are not punishing anybody. We have been doing this thing. The teachers are ready so long as the government shows willingness and commitment by us signing what's called work return formula. We are ready. Even if they call us at night today or even tomorrow, we'll just declare the strike is off. But we cannot do that. We must follow the procedure. We have no issue with the parents. We even parents. But why should you punish a teacher by giving him 17,000, an intern? And when the doctors, they are given over 75,000 as intern, our teachers lives. Like now a teacher who is working in Nairobi, how do you give a teacher 17,000? How will he survive? That's why we are crying for them. If we don't cry for them, nobody will cry for them.